Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It's September the 11th, 2012. The 11th anniversary of the day that we were attacked. The date, as the term was used once upon a time in a previous attack, that will live in infamy. That's what we're doing today. We've been commemorating this. We've been talking about the different things that could happen. We just got through having a visit with one of our good friends, Jonathan Zook, on what the next attack could look like. And we're glad to have Janice Kephart with us right now. She's an internationally recognized border and ID security expert. She is the director of national security policy at the Center for Immigration Studies. She has her own Homeland Security radio show, and she's a member of our Brain Trust. Janice Kephart, welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you back. Janice, you were doing this work. You were doing security. You were doing terrorism studies and work in the Senate prior to the attacks of 9/11, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
What did we know in those days? What were we worried about in those days? What were we trying to do?
You know, there weren't very many of us worried about it. We were the only committee in all of Congress who was paying any attention to terrorism at all.
Wow.
Prior to 9/11. Despite the African embassy bombings, et cetera, people really did not believe it was going to come home.
So America was kind of asleep at the switch, weren't we?
We were, despite the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, and despite the fact that we were told by the terrorists who tried to commit that act, who did commit that act, that they would come back and get us, and they would come back for the World Trade Center. Nobody paid attention to it. Mm-hmm. Nobody checked who his connections were, and it turned out that his uncle was Khalid Sheikh Mohammed,
right,
who turned out to be one of the operational leads for 9/11.
The
nobody
mastermind.
Paid attention to it. We were in the Senate, but we got a lot of crazy looks from a lot of people for pursuing it vigorously.
There was just no appetite in those days, and I'm not trying to pick on anybody, but folks, the Clinton administration had plenty of opportunities to do something about this and didn't. There was just no appetite for it in those days, was there? Why do you think that is, Dennis?
No, I mean, I think President Clinton did what he thought he could. There were a couple of Scud missile attacks after the African embassy bombings, if people remember, but he got a lot of backlash for that.
I have to be honest with you, Janice. I felt those were politically motivated.
They weren't, though. They were based on intelligence. And so he did what he, I think, thought he could go up to that line before the public.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, because I never heard anybody else say that, because that was in the middle of his Monica Lewinsky challenges that
yes.
happened. But regardless, so bottom line is that we were naive. We were living in a dreamland.
Yeah.
We were denying evidence in front of us.
Absolutely,
to the point where people with information seemed to me, people with valid information that we needed, was almost afraid to bring it forward.
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely a feeling of, you know, right, like that's going to really happen.
Whatever.
Again. As if the 1993 event at the World Trade Center was purely an anomaly.
Right.
And, you know, at the hearing that I held in the Senate in 1998 on the five-year anniversary of the 1993 bombing, we brought forward that the fatwa from bin Laden that became very famous later, the fatwa that said, we now encourage jihad to go after civilians. That changed the tenor of everything.
When did we receive that?
In 1998.
When did we receive that?
It was February. We learned of it in January of 1998. We vetted it with the CIA. When we brought it forward in the hearing publicly, the FBI didn't even know about it.
More than 3 years before the attacks,
yes.
We had the fatwa from Osama bin Laden.
Yes.
Now, was that before or after we allowed him to go free with Sudan, I think it was the Sudan called and said, we have him, do you want him? Was that before or after that? Do you remember?
I believe Sudan, if I have it correctly, Sudan was before.
Before that, and then,
yeah,
and then after that?
Yeah, at that point, he was really considered just a financier.
Right.
A businessman
right.
with some terrorist goals at that time.
Mm-hmm.
People did not know about the... the meeting in 1993
but the bottom line is,
Iran and Hezbollah.
I got to go to a quick break here, Janice, but the bottom line is we should have known. We should have paid attention more. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk with Janice Gephardt more after these messages. Tony Tail, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.